Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us, who always alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. On this Thursday morning, I greet you all on this day two of our reset journey. 40 days of consecrated prayer and fasting as we search and seek for the voice, the face, and the will of God. Let's wait for just a few more moments to allow people to join us online before we begin our prayer. While we're waiting, I welcome each and every one of you, especially those of you who are calling from outside of the Philadelphia area and those who are not formal members of Open Door Sanctuary, but are our partners on this reset journey. We're so grateful that the kingdom of Christ is much bigger than our own church, and we believe that together, we're going to change our lives and the world. I want to take a moment to thank God for the success of Reset, and I pray that your first day was already a pleasant, peaceful, and strengthening one. I want to encourage you to know that you're not in this journey alone, to encourage you to know that God's word is true, that when God's people who are called by his name humble themselves and pray, and seek God's face, that amazing things will happen. Imagine what's going to happen with over 1,000 Christians bowing before the Lord every day to ask God to reveal God's self in our lives. I welcome each and every one of you on this prayer line today, and I'm grateful to God for day two. Listen, as we get ready to go into prayer, today I want you to join with me in prayer over our nation, as our nation is already headed in a different direction. No matter who sits in that office, though we trust and believe that God orders our steps, God protects our lives, and that God works all things together for good. And know that whenever it feels like God hasn't been good, it's because God isn't done yet. Let me share something with you that happened early this morning. There was the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and I think it guides us in our prayer. I came home last night after doing a few recordings for us and this reset journey, and I started watching a documentary called Stamped from the Beginning on Netflix, a documentary by Dr. Ibrahim X. Kendi. I knew I was going to fall asleep because it had been a long day, and I had been up all I've been up early. And so I put the TV sleep timer on, so the TV goes off by itself and you don't wake up at 3 in the morning with the television still on. And of course, as expected, I went to sleep. My alarm goes off at 5 o'clock. I sit there quietly in prayer, just listening and praying. And halfway asleep, halfway awake, the house is quiet, everything's dark. And all of a sudden, I began to hear a small noise that was recurring and repeating, just a little noise of a drip. And I noticed that the shower was still dripping. From last night, I had not fully turned it off. And the reason I share that with you this morning is that when the TV was on with the noise, I couldn't hear it. But in the silence of 5 o'clock in the morning, beginning to talk to God and listening quietly, I was able to hear things that I didn't hear before, that I wasn't able to hear before. Y'all, that's what reset is all about, quieting all the noise around us so that we can hear what the Bible says is the still small voice of God, to be attuned to the things that so often we have ignored, to hear the voice of God lead and guide and direct us. It is so much easier to hear God when you quiet all the other noises around you. When you make a decision to get off Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, when you limit the television, when you quiet the noises of unnecessary conversations and spending, when you learn to hear your body shut down from the desires of the flesh, that the Holy Spirit may speak to you. And my prayer today is that in the silence of reset, you will hear the loudness of God. My prayer today is that in the silence of reset, may you hear the quiet voice of God speak to you this morning. Whatever area of your life you lay before the Lord, I'm praying that God would share with us those areas where we need to hear God speak, those areas where our lives may have been so busy and so loud that we haven't really paid close attention to what God is and God is not calling us to do and to be. Come on, family, let's go into day two of reset. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, God, here it is on Thursday morning. We begin this day as always, Lord, by thanking you for brand new mercies. Gracious Lord, Father God, that in spite of all that's happening around us, in spite of everything, Lord, that we are guilty of, our own sins and our own mistakes, our faults and our failures of yesterday, Lord, we awaken this day and we thank you that mercies are brand new. We pause before we commit ourselves to anything today, Lord. We pause before we commit ourselves to anything today to put you in your proper place and to declare that you are the utmost priority of our life. Lord, today our desire is to love you with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all of our strength, to grow in you today, Lord, even more than we did yesterday. Gracious Lord, my Father God, I thank you for this journey of reset. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters who are trying this for the first time, believing, God, that you've called them to this because there's something you want to do in their life. There's something you're up to, God. There's something you're working out. There's something you're pruning. There's something, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you are preparing us for. And the same way, God, the people fasted in the Bible to get ready for a new assignment, Lord. The same way, Lord, they fasted, seeking and searching for protection in times of crisis. The same way, Lord, they fasted, looking to overcome areas of the flesh as an act of devotion to share how much they love you and how much they meant to them, how much you meant to them. And Lord, to be able to hear your voice. The same reason, Lord, they did. We seek your face today on this second day, Lord, of our 40-day journey. Holy Spirit, guide us and speak to us. Convict us, O Lord. Lead us in the path that is ordered and ordained by your will, gracious Lord. I'm so grateful for those, Heavenly Father God, who are on this journey. And I, as a pastor, Lord, ask you, God, to cover each and every one of them today by the blood of Jesus and with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they may find strength in their time of weakness, that God will give you the discipline to put the phone down, that God would speak to you in that moment, that you want to reach out for something you're not supposed to eat or something you're and something you're just thank you, Jesus, that God would speak to you in that moment that you want to reach for something that you're not supposed to eat during this fast, that God will restrain you from the desires of the flesh, that you would know the power of saying no, to repent to yourself, hallelujah, to understand and believe that God, that with God all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus, that with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, in you, you can overcome every area of sin in your life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing you cannot be broken from. There's nothing you cannot walk away from. There's nothing you can't quit doing. There's nothing you can't lay aside. Everything you need to do and be is found in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now you just need to weaken your flesh. Thank you, Jesus. God, that's what we seek to do on this day too. Continue to weaken our flesh. Continue to turn our face towards you. Continue, Lord, that we want to continue to call on you and search for you and seek for you, Lord, Today, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I lay before you the President of the United States of America. I lay this nation before you. And God, as difficult as this may be, and I know, Lord, I should have done this a long time ago, but today, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray for Donald Trump. I pray for the President of the United States, God, that you would reign over his thoughts, that you would reign in his thinking, that you would break into his heart. Lord, I see you operating in the book of Exodus. The Bible says that you control Pharaoh's heart, that you were able to turn Pharaoh's mind. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, in the same way, we lay before you the president of this land. God, I don't always see how it's working together for good. I don't always know what's going to happen. I don't like the reports I'm reading. I don't like what I'm hearing on the news. God, sometimes I'm disgusted by the executive orders, but I trust in you that you are still the God of kings and queens. You are the God over presidents and Lord, that you reign supreme. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, without fear and without hatred, we go into this day believing that no matter who sits in the White House, our God still reigns from heaven. So God, today, I pray that you would move against the anxiety, that you would move against that fear and worry about tomorrow. Move again, God, that evil and that hatred that is so contagious, Lord, that we would not be infected with it, Lord, but that we might walk in love, remembering that our assignment in these 40 days is to live out the love of Jesus Christ. That is our thing for a reset. That's what we try to do every day, live out more love, God. God, increase our capacity and ability to love and let it be seen as we obey the commands of Jesus Christ, who said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for your enemies. Listen to what Jesus says. If you only pray for people who love you, he said, even the hypocrites and the Pharisees do that. If you want to prove that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, pray for them who stand on the other side. Pray for them who voted differently. Pray for them who have a different vision than you. Pray that God's hand be on them. Pray that God will bless and use them. Pray that God will change their hearts and their minds. That's our prayer today, beloved. Oh God, as we face this, the second day of reset, God, I'm asking that you would speak to our hearts, that you would give us wisdom and discernment of where you're calling us to go, what you're calling us to be, how you're calling us to live our lives, that today, Lord, someone would know what your voice sounds like, that today, Lord, we would know we made the right decision because we feel the joy that comes with it and the peace that is in it. Lord, gracious Heavenly Father God, today we turn our lives over to you and we ask you to simply guide us in how we think, guide us in how we feel, guide us in how we respond. And at any moment, oh gracious Lord, when my thoughts and my feelings are not aligned with your will, Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. Speak to my heart. Lord, speak to our hearts. This is the prayer of these, your sons and daughters, on this second day as we reset and seek your face, giving you thanksgiving and glory and asking you to guide us in Jesus' name. And to the redeemed of the Lord who love the Lord said amen. Hey fam, do me a favor. We've been getting some questions about reset in terms or regarding what the fast looks like and other things that you need. Everything is on the website. You're still allowed to go to the website, opendoorsanctuary.org. There's a huge banner there for reset. I believe if you click on that, you should be able to find the answers to any questions you have. If not, please feel free to reach out to us by way of email, and we will be more than happy to get you the information that you need. The Reset playlist is out, so we can listen to the same gospel music so that we are together as we worship God in our cars, as we worship God, as we're working out. Hey, this is Pastor Hawley. It's Thursday. I'm praying for you to have a blessed and beautiful day. Enjoy your journey of reset. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. The prayer is recorded in case there's somebody you know that may not have heard it this morning. They can join back in. This is Pastor Holly. Love you with the love of Jesus. Have a blessed and beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen.